Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll it easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, to California, yay. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the five, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
Welcome, 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 everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe good night to some people that are listening. You guys are listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, a new, different type of format that we decided we'd do to showcase and promote and really give people the opportunity to be seen and heard that have really worked hard and really put that effort in the grind, because everybody knows it's a hustle, it's grind, it's hard. It's hard in Hollywood. Hey, there's a new slogan. It's hard in Hollywood. So we're doing it the easy way with a fantastic artist today. Not going to give you her name yet. We're actually going to play her music first. And everybody that's listening out there on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, maybe social networks you're making up, this is an interactive social network type of show. So please interact with us, comment, tweet us. I'll be looking at my tweets during the show, so if anybody has anything they want to say or the music that they like or anything, please talk to us, and we'll try to respond back to you. All the live call-in numbers are on thewtv.com. You click on Who's Hot, and you can talk directly with our guests, talk with me, and we really want to get your opinion. So this show is going to be every Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's ultimately a show that's really dedicated to you guys. You know, we want to help promote everybody as much as possible, and it's kind of WTV and BGE Radio's way of giving back to all the support you guys have given us on the social media aspect of things. And, we enjoy the likes, and we enjoy the comments, and we enjoy the sharing and the tweeting, And we need you guys just as much. So, we really wanted to say thank you. So we decided to do BGE Radio, powered by WTV. Get Discovered Fridays. Every week we're going to be showing you guys who's hot that you might not know about. They could be models. They could be producers. They could be singers. They could be actors. They could be choreographers. They could be directors, who knows? But they're most likely going to be in the industry, and we're even going to be doing business people. Who knows? Sponsors. Yeah, you never know. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys love this. It's a brand new format, so if we have any technical difficulties, I apologize. And, please help me help myself, because this is my first show on the Blog Talk Radio thing. It's a whole new thing for me. You guys know me from The Easy Show. You guys know me with all the interviews I've done, theeasyshow.com. My girl Kalithia with BGE Radio, everybody that's listening in Atlanta out there, all the people, God bless everybody out there. We're about to have some fun. So I'm going to stop talking now because I'm losing my breath, and I'm going to play this wonderful music that is just, it's got a different feel to it, it really does. And I want you guys to please tweet, go to ericzuley, or you tweet The Easy Show or WTV Networks, and tell us what you think while you're listening to it. And we got to get your opinion. So I'm going to go ahead and play the music, and I'm going to give it a countdown. Just, you got to build up. You got to build it up. You can't just play it. You got to build it up a little bit. And we really want to get you guys' opinions. So I'm going to count down from 10 all the way to 0, like it's a liftoff, because we're about to blast off with this artist. We're about to shoot her music up in space. And remember, we need you guys' feedback. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, I need some beat here. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, lift off. Throw me a line here. What happened to the music? No, I'm kidding. All right, guys. So that was, you know, we can't give you the whole thing. You know, obviously you got to go to her website, and she'll give you all the information. And I guess I told you it's a her. Well, I guess you knew that when you're listening. This artist is amazing, you guys, and she's got a really cool touch to her, and she's actually on the line. She's sitting there anxiously waiting, ready to jump out of her seat and talk to you guys. Her name is I Am, and I can be Adam, she can be Eve. No, they call her I Am Eve. I Am Eve. Are you there? Hello? I Am Eve.
Hi there.
Hey, there you are. There you are.
Can you hear me?
We're still working out some of the bugs. Like I said, this is the first show. Well, welcome to the show. I Am Eve. Throw me a line here. What's going on with you? Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, where were you born? Where you're from? You know, we want to get to know you.
Okay. Well, I live in Los Angeles and from New York. And this is a new project that we're releasing and working on, and excited to be here.
Want to get to know you though. So you're from New York, okay?
Yes.
And and then you moved to LA. Which one do you like better, New York or LA? Now remember, there are people in New York listening, and there are people in LA listening.
It's like
so answer carefully.
Well, it's easy because there's not really any comparison. They're both. They're both lovely in their own ways. New York is like the heartbeat of the world, I think. And I love living in LA as well, so.
Why is that? Why is New York the heartbeat of the world? I've never been, so I'm curious.
Oh, you haven't? It's like this small little portal. It's where you can kind of tap into everything that the world has to offer, I think, in one little tiny radius. So I just, it feels, when you're there, it feels like this incredible, intense energy everywhere you go. And I think it's just because kind of everything meets there and you can access just about anything except farmland.
It's a small little portal, so it's like kind of Matrix. Can I take like a colored pill and like end up in the, like a New York zone?
I'm sure many people do.
Cool. Well, yeah. No, I heard New York is. There's a lot of like people are like they're more real. You know, they're more the like they just tell you how it is. Am I right?
People definitely tell you how it is. You know, I don't know that people are any more real. I know, you know, people like to think that. I think that people just maybe like to be very direct and cut to the point. There.
So who were you? I mean, you don't need to say your real, your real name if you don't like to. But who were you when you were growing up? You know, like how I'm trying to dig and pry a little bit to figure out how you became this talented artist that you are today. You know, I'm always wondering, like, you know, did you fall off a swing, hit your head, and become a great singer, or what's the deal?
Funny you should mention. I did actually. Well, you know, to answer your question, my name is Tiff Randall, and I'm the lead singer and writer for it. I also do solo stuff and different projects as well. So, and the whole swing thing, I actually did. I did fall
really?
Off a rope thing a couple of years ago, which it did happen.
I'm not psychic, guys. I just threw that one out of thin air. Sometimes I get lucky. Yeah, you know,
yeah,
when I was
it was a
when
big
I was
swing, and I had my elbow replaced. So.
Ouch. Man, you know, I used to do the backflips off the swings, and you know, when I was a kid, you know how your nanny or your parents always tell you don't run up and down the slide. Well,
yeah.
that's a good piece of advice for y'all. Don't run up and down the slide because I hit my chin, split it open, and it was a big time surgery. But yeah, you know, I just like to get to know people, and if there's anything that our audience wants to get to know you first before, I mean, you can talk about all the industry stuff, and we got lots of time for that, but I like to get to know people, and you know, now my audience knows that you fell off a swing and you dislocated your elbow. That's what you said?
Oh, I had it replaced. It's metal, bionic.
Oh, you had it replaced. So you have a fake elbow?
I do.
Wow. Hey, okay. All right, so and how old were you when you decided you wanted to be an artist?
I mean, when I think I just was, I came out that way. I mean, you know, I've always been since I was little. Like
you came out your mom's 4
in the morning or what? You know, always doing music, singing, you know, blasting records at 4 in the morning when I was like 3, and painting and doing theater and making up songs and all of that. It's just, I think it's always
wow,
been that way.
Like I got like a picture painted right now. You said you came out that way. So like when you came out your mom, you weren't crying, you were singing. It was like a cool cry thing going
doctor,
on.
The doctor said at the when I was born, I think you have a singer.
And and then they slapped the behind and they played the drums along with it, right? No, I'm really enjoying this. I appreciate you being on the show. So basically, you were really young when you started singing, and did you take music lessons? Did you play the piano? Did you play any instruments?
Yes. I started private classical piano and voice and jazz and all of that when I was little as well. So I've always played.
Oh, awesome. Okay, cool. So you're a musician. You understand the notes and you understand, you know, syllables and the spaces and breakdowns. And, you know, you've been doing this for a long, long time.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So now we got you growing up, and now let's go into a little bit more of the present. You have a song that you're pushing right now called Throw Me a Line. And I've seen the music video. It's amazing. You seem to have an amazing team. It was a great production, and it kind of feels like an Edward Scissorhands type of like gloomy, dark kind of Alanis Morissette type sound vibe in a way. Like, explain why you chose the music video and what the shadowy light figures that the guy you're sleeping next to when you wake up. And I mean, it's a crazy video.
Thanks. I love the Edward Scissorhands reference because I'm a big Tim Burton fan. Tim Burton is definitely a visual influence in my life, so perfect. The record, this new IMU record, is called the Everything Nothing, and it's a concept record. So there's a story that goes along throughout the album that kind of represents the lead character, Eve, her journey from as she transforms basically from like kind of a dark, gloomy, self-destructive place into self-love. And so Throw Me a Line is the first song on the record, and that's where for the first time she realizes she's trapped in this kind of like dark Orwellian type utopia, and the people are all, you know, people in this world representing this kind of uniformity, and she has this vision of the world rising and everybody kind of coming alive. So that's essentially what that video is about. It's kind of being stuck and trapped, and you know, but having a vision and feeling hope for the future.
Oh, you know, and the throw me the line part, that's, explain that. Like, you say throw me a line a lot, like, you give me a chance, or what is it?
Yeah, I mean, that's where she's, you know, she's trapped, and she feels completely stuck in this world, and she's seeing all of these people, you know, just moving on autopilot around her, and she's recognizing the trap, and she's screaming for help, and she's screaming for somebody, essentially, to throw her line and help pull her out of it.
Okay, and I noticed that you had a lot of press reviews. I mean, they mentioned something like you're like an Alice in Wonderland, and you fell down a rabbit hole. And do you look at yourself as Alice in Wonderland?
It's a great metaphor. I appreciate the the kind of the visual and the yes, I think it's great. I do relate to it a little bit. Yeah.
So why? So can I be the Mad Hatter? Like, can we make up a theme song for like a whole new zone? I mean, you're talking about new. You're a different type of girl, different type of artist. Like, New York is a zone. I don't know. Just talking to you, it makes me think of like, you know, New York. You made me think of the Matrix, and then you look at your the music video. It's the Alice in Wonderland vibe. You know, like you said, you like Tim Burton. So you can kind of get like a darkness to you. Why do you think that is? You know what I mean? Like, is there, what do you think makes you the unique artist that that you are?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Well, you've never stepped in the easy zone. I'm sorry, I forgot to forewarn you. Yeah, when you do it the easy way, I get really curious when I interview my guests. I mean, like you're a very unique person. So I want to get inside of you and figure out why that is. You know, that's what, you know, why I was kind of asking you how you grew up, and I mean, the music video is great, but it's, I don't know, it's just got kind of a dark vibe to it. Why did you choose that?
Yeah, I've always had a dark side. I mean, I consider myself to be a very, also there's an uplifting side. You know, I feel very inspired by life and the world, so it's not like I sit around, you know, brooding and you know, feeling dark on the world. But I guess that's part of what this album is really about, kind of swimming in darkness, feeling stuck in that trap of darkness, and having a belief and a vision for something beautiful and uplifting, and the journey, of this record, which also parallels a little with my personal journey of you know, finding that self-love and that light and moving out of that. Does that
okay
make sense?
Yeah, no, it does make sense. So, have you found that self-love? Do you have somebody supporting you with this whole situation? I'm trying to ask you, are you in a really nice way? I'm not flirting with you. I'm not allowed to do that on the show.
Yes,
yes,
absolutely, I do. I mean, look, I think that's part of being human. Is that we, you know, we grow and we go through. You know, we go through life and our experiences, and we find ourselves, and that's just part of the finding. Self-love is finding who we are, and I think that's just part of the journey of being a human being.
Okay, sorry about that, Chuck. You guys, I'm walking around Orange County right now, and I'm just enjoying the scenery and doing my show at the same time. That's the beauty of this radio broadcast podcast. You can literally just walk around and do a show. I'm like walking around seeing if we could find anybody to listen to your music and see what they think. And I'll just grab people random on the street and tell them about you. I'm crazy like that. No, but I like to paint pictures for our audience when they're listening. You know, what are you? So where are you right now? Are you at a studio? Are you dressed for the occasion? Even though you're not on the radio, you know, let's paint a picture for people.
I am currently in New Orleans, sitting on a patio, drinking a coffee.
Oh, you're in New Orleans, sitting on a patio, drinking a coffee. Nice. Okay, I'm jealous. That sounds more comfortable than me. I'm actually in sweatpants with sandals and a t-shirt, walking around trying to find some people to talk to. Besides yourself, of course.
Yes,
okay,
it's
so
lovely and very, very hot.
Oh, I know. What's up with this with this heat wave? So you're just an artist, or do you also do the modeling? I mean, you're very beautiful. Right? Do you act? Do you model? You're welcome.
I paint, and I mean, I grew up doing theater, so yeah, I do all of that. No, I do not model, other than in these portraits.
But you technically do, because you have to model for your album cover, and you have to model for the magazine articles I've seen. And by the way, congratulations on your accomplishing career, and let's shout out your team, because obviously you've got a great team behind you. I've seen you guys should definitely check out our website if you want to drop your website.
Yeah, it's just imevemusic.com, and you can type in imeve on Google and find us on Facebook and Twitter and all that.
So that's imeve music. That's MUSIC, or is it spelled a different way?
Yep, perfect.
Okay, so imeveemusic.com. Yes, I can spell, even though I haven't had sleep last night. I was up doing some research, girl. I was doing some research on you, and you guys want to hear a funny story. I actually woke up this morning, and the reason I'm walking around, I mean, you guys are probably listening going, why is he walking around a parking lot? Well, we have no power in the studio. Yeah, lost our power. So I had to improvise, and right now my laptop, and I had to charge, by the way, I had no charge on the phone because I forgot to put the phone on the charger, and the phone is what we're using to broadcast this right now, and had no charge whatsoever, so then I had to find an internet cafe. Well, guess what? Everybody in the area had no power as well because there was a power outage, so everybody was at the Starbucks and all these different areas, so I had to find a particular place that I could actually charge, you know, charge the situation, and this was all last minute. I'm telling you, this show was so last minute, and thank God I have a great team and pulling this all together. And, you know, this is our first show, so I hope you guys are enjoying it. And I'm getting some tweets here. Great music. Hey, great music. So you got some fans liking the music. And also, too, IME, you should definitely be tweeting your people and letting them know to talk to us while we're doing this because it is a very interactive show. And, okay, so let's talk about, you have some other projects above Throw Me a Line. You have some other things that are going to be happening. Let's talk about that.
Can you hear me?
Do we have, yeah, I was just about to say, do we have technical difficulties? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, so did you hear what I said, or should I can repeat it?
Can you repeat that? Yeah, cut out for a moment.
Okay, so I was saying that you have some other projects, some other things that are happening above Throw Me a Line. I think you have a new song that you're promoting. You have some other things. Let's talk about those.
Great. Yes, we just put out a new single this week. It's called When I Was Young, and we put up a link on YouTube and on the website so people can take a listen. And I've been tweeting it and putting it on Facebook, so that just dropped yesterday, and then we've also put out 4 songs so far, so we're doing every month, we're doing a new song leading up to the release of the full length, and it's a 12-song record, so.
Oh, awesome, wow, and,
yeah.
How long have you been in the studio, how long do you think it's taken you to put this whole situation? Do you have any tours that are being scheduled?
Scattered shows. We will be doing some tour dates, but just kind of scattered shows at the moment because we're just been focusing on releasing a new song every month, and we're also doing videos to go along with. We're aiming to do videos for every song on the record, and we're also doing a portrait series that goes with each song. So there's 12 songs, and each song is kind of a milestone in her journey, in the lead character's journey as she moves from point A to point B. And each portrait will go along with the 12 songs, the 12 different portraits that kind of help to tell the story.
Okay, that sounds fun. While you're doing your tour, if you could. Sing, or you could perform with any other artist. I'm thinking Lady Gaga. I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm thinking you'd pick Lady Gaga, but you know, who do you think you would choose to tour with? And yeah.
You know, I'm a huge fan of the Temper Trap and Phoenix and Muse. Kind of have my little laundry list, but Iko Uche is great.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'm best friends with all the lead singers of all those groups. Want to meet them?
Oh, fantastic. I sure do.
Yeah, you know, I'm lying. But, okay, while you're doing your tours, if you were to, and you have 10 seconds to decide. You're just going to randomly off the top of your head think of a name title for the song you would choose. If you could pick any celebrity or any particular person you want to do music with, what would that name be? Go. 10.
Muse.
All right. Oh, just be called Muse?
I just, yeah. I don't do well under pressure, so I just ran with it.
You're just kind of going along with the
I already
with the
said
flow.
That,
all right.
So I'll just say it again.
We'll call it Muse the easy way. How about that?
That sounds great. Perfect.
So So are you familiar with the Easy Way movement? I know our audience is. You know, are you a member on our group? Are you following the movement? What do you know about our little team, our little family?
I've just been checking out the Twitter pages and the websites a little bit, but I would love if you enlightened me.
Well, I'm not trying to promote myself. This is your time, but we do have a group on Facebook called HollywoodTheEasyWay.com, and it's a pretty awesome group. It actually helps people interact and meet each other. We've had about 25 different people meet, and actually maybe 6 or 7 deals go through via the group. You'll meet a lot of producers and a lot of different artists and models and a lot of great people that are good people. They really have good hearts and are looking to help. And that's what our movement is really about. We're helping people interact, and we're helping people interact via blogs and social media and digitally. We help people interact digitally. Ooh, I'm gonna make a shirt. I like that. Interact digitally. Huh. So I'm going to give you 15% credit for that one, because I came up with that. And it's funny because we'll actually do that. You'll start seeing shirts come out, and you'll see celebrities wearing them, and you'll see this big campaign off of that one little idea. That's how we roll the easy way. you are awesome, and I know we haven't really talked too much about your acting. You're a musician, and you got some great things going on with that. And you guys, if you want to download her song on iTunes, it's called "Throw Me a Line," which is what we just listened to. It was a little clip, a little teaser, and check out a lot of her new stuff. Let's talk a little bit about your acting career.
Oh, there's not too much to talk about. I grew up doing theater, and I studied it, and I love it, that's.
Well, let's act That's like well. There's stuff to talk about. How about that? You grew up doing theater. What was the first play you did?
Oh, that would be Wizard of Oz. Or no,
all right.
Christmas Carol. Uh huh.
I was about to say I totally
I think I was
see you
very
as the
very
witch.
Little.
I was about to say I totally see you as the Wicked Witch. No, I'm kidding. Dorothy. So Christmas Carol. Okay. Doing the play do you want to be more of a musician or more of an actress or both?
Yeah. I love acting and I love painting and I love all of that. But I've definitely been focusing on my music and that's kind of where I've been finding most of my focus. So.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about your team.
It's kind of fun because I mean, with music, you get to kind of do all of it. You get to perform and I think that I like to bring a bit of theater and theatrics to the live show. So it feels, and there's also a visual aspect too, because I can, as you can see with the portrait series and the videos, it's I love it because it's just as far as being able to focus on one thing at the moment, it kind of encompasses all of the visual and theatrical and musical things that I'm passionate about. And that's one thing that I'm just loving about the IMU project.
Yeah, it's awesome when you're on the stage and you see those eyes, and especially when you can get them to hold their cell phones up, or you can get them to do things, and you just get that audience. I used to do a little of the stage stuff too myself. I used to do little rap and things and little performances. So I'm right with you there, girl. It's all about the performance. So what would you say your performance is like? If I was to buy a ticket at your show and I was waiting to see I Am Eve, what would I be expecting?
Well, the latest kind of incarnation of the live show that we did recently was really fun. There was live drums, and then I was kind of holding down the fort on everything else. I was running like a double keyboard rack, and I was sponsored by PC Electronics for this new vocal pedal that they have. It's called the GTX. And it's really cool because you can do live looping and all of these vocal effects. So I was kind of doing a little bit of live looping and then playing keyboards and triggering tracks on my computer, doing like a combination of all that stuff and singing.
Oh, cool! Yeah, I'm envisioning it. So you play live on stage. You play like a keyboard and you play instruments and you sing at the same time and you dance. Do you do any dancing or is it just mainly microphone?
Well, I mean, you know, I move along with the music, but no, you know, no dancing. I love bringing people on stage on occasion for some special dancing to kind of go along with the music, but in general, just kind of more moving along with it, vibing on it.
Nice. So your next show, you're going to bring me up on stage? You know I'm a dancer. You know, for a long
Ooh.
Time.
Ooh, we'll have to plan something then.
Might just have to do that. So, okay, let's talk about your team. I've known your manager for quite for a while. His name's Terry Rendell, and he's very accomplished. You know, if you want to talk a little bit about him, I want to definitely plug him and also show that you have someone of that caliber behind you. So let's talk about Terry.
Okay.
I want to hear your words, though. I know what my words would be.
What would you like to know?
I want to hear what you think about
Terry's fantastic. I mean, I'm thrilled to have him on board, and I'm thrilled that he introduced me to you. And he's he is experienced, and he's also a very good person, which is wonderful. And yeah.
See, Terry should have given you a script when you get asked these questions.
I'm not prepared for this question.
That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of Get Discovered Fridays. You know, we always show who's hot, and it's all off the spur of the moment. It's all off the top of your head. You know, no scripts, no nothing. Sometimes we're going to be doing some pre-produced things. But like I said, you guys, this was last minute. We're having fun. I hope you're enjoying the show.
I'm having a great time. And,
well,
you know, hopefully I answered your question about Terry. I mean, Terry's great. You know, he's been around and he's got a lot of experience and he knows a lot about the music industry, and he's really passionate about the music. And that, you know, he's not, I don't know, a lot of people are very focused on, you know, business aspects, and not that Terry is not, he's not, but he's really like very much a purist when it comes to the art, which I appreciate a lot.
He's awesome.
You know, he's very supportive around everything. Like, he really supports the vision behind IMEs, and that's wonderful. So, but he's great,
For the listeners out there that are listening, Terry is a former agent. He's a film producer. He's a very, very major gentleman. She's keeping a couple of things on the DL about him. But I would say you're blessed to be with a great team like that. And great things are to come. Yeah, I'm expecting great things. Who knows? We may see the next Lady Gaga / Katy Perry coming off this interview. Remember, you heard it first on BGE Radio, powered by WTV. Get Discovered Fridays, because we're gonna get you discovered, show you who's hot. We're just having fun every Friday, 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I also want to talk a little bit about what BGE Radio, powered by WTV, is about, and what we're gonna be doing, and what we're doing for artists. You guys can expect some great things coming up on August 25th. We have a very high profile showcase in Atlanta. I know a lot of people trying to break in that Atlanta market. It's very tough. Well, you know, WTV and BG Radio are definitely going to be a great portal, doorway, key for you guys to break into those different markets. I mean, we're listened to all over the world, from Africa to China to New York to Atlanta to everywhere. That's the beauty of the internet. But we have a pretty good subscriber base, and everybody that's listening right now, we appreciate it. You're taking your time, and I don't know if you're listening on the podcast or wherever you're listening from. Thank you for taking the time and listening. So I want to talk a little bit about the showcase. You guys can go on the website, thewtv.com. You'll get all the information. of who's going to be on the panel, who's going to be involved, and all that stuff. You can also check out the Facebook updates on WTV Networks, which is on the fan page. You can also follow the Twitter at WTV Networks. And we're going to be doing some really awesome things. And we're working with people. I'm just going to throw out a name. He's not necessarily involved quite yet, but he's a very, very good friend of mine. Ernie Singleton, who was the former president of MCA Records. You know, and the people like Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment. There's a lot of great, great people that are involved in this movement that is the easy way. And BG Radio, WTV. And since we have an artist on right now, I'm letting you know and anybody else that are artists that are listening right now, and I hope that you are, because you always get to support your fellow artists. I think you would agree, I am Eve, that it's a hard struggle, and you know, without the support, it's just not gonna matter, right?
I completely agree.
So support your fellow artists, you guys. You know, and you can subscribe to us. You can go to thewtv.com. You can go to the subscribe button. It'll automatically put you on our database. You'll get kept up to date with all the awesome things we have going on. You can also go to our channel on YouTube, which we've just posted people like Britney Spears, Aubrey O'Day, Justin Bieber, Tom Cruise, a lot of great stuff. You can go to youtube.com/WTV Networks, and those people will be posted this week, next week, and the next couple of weeks coming up. And, you know, follow the movement, follow the stuff. You know, this is just a great positive movement, and I hope you're having fun with me. And while we have some fun here, let's switch this whole thing up. And again, it's off the spur of the moment, guys, just off the top of my head. We're going to switch places. Hey, I am Eve. Have you ever hosted before?
I have not.
You haven't? Well, guess what? This is your lucky day. You get to host now. We're going to switch places. You're the host. And I'm the guest. Go.
Okay. All right, Eric. So what new, is there any new project that you're working on and focused on at the moment?
Well, yes, I am, Eve. Thank you very much for asking that. You know, I'm currently interviewing a really wonderful artist named I Am Eve, and she has just straight spunk and potential. She loves Tim Burton, and I see her as a you know, somewhat of a new version of. I mean, I'm not even going to compare her to another artist. She's amazing. So I'm really blessed to be aboard that project. And, you know, you can go to my IMDb to see, you know, the stuff that I'm currently involved in. But yeah, you know, it's just, it's really awesome interviewing her, and I can't, yeah, you know, I can't wait until the interview is done.
Wonderful. All right. So one more question for you.
Uh-huh.
Actually, two more questions for you. One, what are you most passionate about in life?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. And a second? I like to answer everything at the same time. I'm good like that. Okay, now I'll answer the first question. As far as ask the question one more time just so I can really...
What are you most
really
passionate about in life?
Helping people. Helping people, yeah. You know, I love using God's gifts that's been given to me, and I know that they are, because the way things have happened, there's no other explanation. You know, it's just amazing gifts I've been given, and I love to give those gifts back to people that, you know, that deserve it. So my passion is when I see other smiles and other people's faces, and knowing that I was a part of their life, I was a part of their step up. You know, their stepping stone, I guess you could say. So I'm passionate about that. You know, I'm also a philanthropist. I help a lot of charity and stuff, and you can go to ericzuley.com and read more about that. I love seeing my passion is seeing other people's passion.
Great. Okay, last question, kind of a little bit on a side note. Do you believe in past lifetimes and karma?
Do I believe in past lifetimes and karma? Karma, definitely. Now, past lifetimes, are we talking about, you know, I die and I become a ghost on Earth, or what type of past lifetimes? Let me just get a little
sure.
more specific
Why
with
not?
This question.
Whatever it means to you. Just curious.
Do I believe in ghosts
just
and spirits
for fun.
And things like that? Yeah, heck yeah, I do. You see it on TV. You see too much proof, and I've seen things actually happen myself. So, and I think to believe, you need to see. And some people have a different mindset. They can't actually just believe because their faith is so strong. But I've seen a lot of things. So, yes, I do believe in a lot of that stuff. I'm ultimately a, a believer of God, and that people are going to go to, you know, heaven or hell. But I do believe that there are things, and people get stuck in between and all that type of stuff, because I have seen some pretty crazy things go down. Yeah. Hey, so you're pretty good. I
cool.
mean, you're hired. You want to host for us?
Thank you.
I'm just playing with you and
having fun.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about. And you know, so what? How's the weather out there in that wonderful patio that you're hanging out in?
Oh, it is hot and humid as anything. It's New Orleans, and in the summer, so it's been pretty hot here. But it's still lovely.
I'm in California.
I love it here.
Nice. Weather's so nice. It's like maybe 70 degrees. So nice out here. No bad point intended to anybody that's out there in any other different type of weather, in snow or in really, 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 really hot weather. I know some people out there in Arizona, and I feel it for you. You know, but give me your address. I'll send you some ice cubes. So I'm getting a couple tweets, by the way. So a couple of people do like your music. I don't know if you're following the tweets, but a couple of my fans are saying loving the show, and loving the music. And so I mean, if I asked you the wish question, and you cannot answer and say that I want 100 other wishes, or I want world peace, or any of that stuff. You have to really think about this. If you could have any wish in the world, what would it be?
Can't be something wide like world peace. I get that. This America answer. Personal wish, I just love in life, I love to just be able to create with freedom and, you know, be in love and enjoy life. And that's really what's important to me, is being able to, you know, to be in love and create music and do so with a sense of freedom. So it'd be wonderful to be able to, you know, create all of the I Am Eve stuff and everything else without, you know, without it having to be a challenge kind of every step of the way.
So you're telling me that if you have the option to have any wish in the world, and it could be getting, you know, money to build to remember, money is what can really help people. It would just be that. You wouldn't ask for money like everybody else probably would figure out some, you know, or you wouldn't ask for like a superpower or something like that.
Superpower. I'll take that.
Superpower, yeah. That's always I've always wanted to orb myself. You know. Like
I mean, look, you know, there's always different ways for things to happen, and you know, sure, our world is definitely ruled by money and to a large extent. You know, that's how a lot of things happen. So you know, yeah, there is certainly something to that. But for me, it's kind of about the end all. Kind of the overall arching goal and result. So, you know, would money create freedom around being able to create tons of videos? And I mean, we couldn't have done that video without having raised the money, which was so generously raised by a lot of people on Kickstarter and all that stuff. So, I hear what you're saying, and I agree.
Okay, let's talk celebrities. Let's talk entertainment news. Did you see? So you're in New Orleans. Is there any cool things going down out there that we can talk about? I can come off. You know, I mean, I can talk Justin Bieber. We can talk about. Let's talk about Katy Perry. I think that you kind of got a little bit of a Katy Perry vibe. Have you seen her new movie?
I have not.
Ooh, ouch! All those Katy Perry fans—they're all hanging up now. Okay.
I have not. Probably
so did you hear that Justin Bieber actually got a reckless driving and was arrested?
He got what?
He was arrested for reckless driving.
Oh, I did not hear that.
Yeah, you can go to my blog and you can see all those cool, I just, you know, copy and post different things and try to keep people up to date. Are you a Justin Bieber fan? How old are you?
I you know, I'm very much like I like a lot of more kind of old school music. Like I listen to a lot of old like Fleetwood Mac and like Highwaymen and random stuff like that. That's kind of a little bit more of my like my personal tastes.
And
I get, you know, Justin Bieber and Katy Perry and all that stuff and that all you know, it has its own kind of place in the world, and I just, my personal taste, I'm like a little bit more on the I don't know, like I like Temper Trap and Empire of the Sun and The Knife. I don't know, have you checked out The Knife?
I have not. You know, Soundgarden is the only one I can. Black Hole Sun. But hey, you know, we have a couple callers that are they're anxiously waiting to jump on the line, and we're going to go back to the Justin Bieber question, the entertainment news questions. I'm going to go to my faithful producer and just kind of hope for the best that we can pop the caller in, and I don't want to have any pause during the air. Do we have any callers? Callers? Anybody going to pop in and out? Anybody want to jump in here? Waiting for a caller. I know, because I got. I mean, like I said, you guys, this is the first show. Technical difficulties. Can we pop them in? This is my first time doing this, so I don't know how this works. I'm just kind of waiting to see if someone pops in and jumps in the conversation. We have a caller? 3, 2, we have a caller? Hello? Caller. I'll be honest with you guys. Right now, I'm going back and forth with my producer. I'm in California. She's in San Diego. And she's texting me saying we have callers. So I don't know how to really bring that in. It's a very unique system we got going on here. So I'm just going to keep talking, and hopefully someone pops in. And if they don't, then I guess I'll just keep talking, because you never want to air on a radio show. And we can go back to the Justin Bieber. Would you date Justin Bieber? I am Eve?
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't date Justin Bieber? What?
No, I don't think so. Would you date Justin Bieber?
404-7168. 404-7168. I was just told to say that. I don't know. I was just told to say 404-7168. And maybe that's the random numbers.
Wait a minute. Hello.
Hello. Yes, hi. Who do we have on the line? You're on BGE Radio, powered by WTV, Get Discovered Fridays. Who's hot? How are you?
I'm hot. You can't tell? I'm hot.
You're hot?
I'm hot. I'm in Atlanta. This is Pamela Reese, working off from the preparation room.
Pamela Reese, hey, thanks for tuning in with us. You're on the line with EZ and I am Eve.
Oh, yeah, I know so much about you. I'm Pamela Reese Wertler with the Preparation Room, and I'm with BEG, Bill Groy and the Jort, and WTV Radio as well. I come on every first Saturday of the month with the Preparation Room. So I'm so excited, and I just want to welcome you aboard. Is this Eric?
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited.
I want to welcome you aboard to Bill Groen and Joy. And I was listening to I Am Eve. That's your name, I Am Eve? I want to make sure it's right.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, girl, you got so much going on. I'm so
thank
excited
you.
About what is going on in your life. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Well, I had to get off the phone for a minute. I had an important phone call, so I missed just a little bit. I just got in. I want to apologize because you was calling my number, and I didn't get a chance to really hear. I don't know. Did you get a chance to play your song yet?
Play a small snippet in the beginning.
Oh, well, I missed it. I guess I got to get back on the radio station and listen to it again. I just want to congratulate you with the things that's going on in your life, and just enjoy it and bless everybody with that music of yours. I heard a little bit that Miss Jenkins had let me hear, so I just want to tell you congratulations and congratulations, Eric, with WTV, and I just want to say hello to everybody, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pamela.
You can always go to the iTunes and you can download it for a dollar. Throw her a line there. Support an artist.
I would definitely do that.
All righty.
Thank you. Have
a great one. Thank you. Oh, hey, so that was Pamela. It starts with a P, and she's got power. Yeah, thank you. We love when the callers come in and the callers want to interact and enjoy. So, I'm enjoying the music too. And I'm mad at you, I am Eve, by the way. I'm mad at you because I got that stuck in my head. I've had it stuck in my head for the last 2 days. Throw me a line.
I love it. I love it. The second single you might really like too. It's called Another Day. Check that out. I have a feeling you'd like it.
Well, I did, and I'm waiting. I'm anxiously waiting for the. You know what? We have another caller. I'm just gonna try this at a random. 404-6511. 404-6511. We have. That's the new other magic number. See who pops in.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, caller? You're on BG Radio, powered by WTV, and who's calling?
This is Reverend Gann. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, also.
Hey, well, thank you so much. Well, we have I Am Eve on the line, and she's a wonderful artist. And so, you've been listening to the show?
Yeah, I was impressed. I was impressed with her. The name I Am Eve, you know, that's a powerful message. And then the songs that she sings, it has a message to all people. And I was wondering, would she be coming to Atlanta for the upcoming events that we have here?
I would love to be coming to Atlanta. I don't have anything currently scheduled, but open and would love to come down there. I love Atlanta.
All right.
Well, we'll make sure we can get you with her representation to set up that and properly book everything and make sure all the preparations are set and we got the showcase coming up at the Morris State College. I hope I'm saying that right.
We can't wait for you to get there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm excited to see everybody out there in Atlanta and have some fun, help some artists, and I'm excited to meet the BGE team, and I'm ready to build, grow, and enjoy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. Okay, so I believe we have some other callers. I don't know how much more time we have. I think we have about 5 more minutes. If there's anything in particular you want to plug, Miss I Am Eve, and just to go back, because you never know, there may be a lot of listeners and they think you got a cute voice, or they'll look at you. And so, are you single? Are you available? And who knows? Sometimes
I am not.
You are not. Okay. So my apologies to the other half who just heard that question. you never know. The callers are always the listeners are always wondering. So you guys listen to BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks. And the reason I asked it actually is I had a Twitter follower ask if you were single. So I was trying to throw up those questions.
Well, I'm very flattered, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me on the show. And I've enjoyed it. You've been so great, and I totally get about you that you're passionate about helping people and love it. So thank you for having me.
Yeah,
and,
there's many other
and,
shows.
You know, thank you for promoting the record and encouraging people to download the songs. It's, you know, it's wonderful, and the support makes every bit of support makes a difference. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and there's many other things you can check out. I hope you can tell your fans, and maybe I can get a couple shout-outs in the next show you do, or next radio thing you're on, which is theeasyshow.com. And I just ask everybody to follow me on Twitter. I'm a crazy host, and I have people like Ray J hosting for the show, and just crazy, crazy stuff. You got to check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it. My last interview is with Doug Jones, which is starring in the new Neighborhood Watch with Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn. And we just had the mom on True Blood, Dale Rowell. And, you know, we got a lot of great stuff that we do on the show, and hopefully some of your listeners and some of your followers and your supporters will support the Easy Way movement and will build, grow, and enjoy with us.
Great.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. And remember, guys, follow her at see if I can remember this. I Am Eve, A-M-I. Am I right?
Yep, I-A-M-E-V-E.
I-A-M-E-V-E. There we go. So thank you so much for being a guest on the show, you guys. So, you guys, you are listening to BGE, powered by WTV, with your man EZ. And guess what? It's free. Thank you so much for tuning in with us, you guys. And tune in next Friday. I can't tell you who it is, surprise guest, but we're always helping people get discovered and telling you who's hot. And you can go to thewtv.com, and you can go to Who's Hot, and you can find out all that wonderful information. And tune in to my blog, you guys, ericzuley.com, theeasyshow.com, thewtv.com, lots of .coms. And, you know, you can just Google the whole thing. You'll see everything. And follow us on Facebook, WTV Networks. Thank you so much, you guys. We are going to say bye-bye now. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wait until next week to hear my crazy voice. I love you guys, and that's how we do it the easy way. BGE Radio, powered by WTV. See you next week.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never